Relax, he's fine. You know how he gets. Here's Steve.
Oh, you know how I get. I'm a little excitable on occasion. You know, it's a little bit excitable on occasion. Anyhow, all eyes, like we have been talking about, on D.C. William Barr. Rod Rosenstein will step to the microphones about 9:30 for a press conference that has Gerald and his Nadlers all in a bunch, sorry to say. The Washington Post says that in its front page coverage today says that it will be a lightly redacted report, and quite clearly that Bob Mueller couldn't, you know, assign intent to Donald Trump for any of the possible obstruction issues, and so therefore couldn't come to any conclusion. And John Molinar, the congressman for Michigan's 4th Congressional District, joining us now, a member of the House Appropriations Committee and so much more, always fighting for Michigan's priorities. Congressman, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Steve. Good to be with you again.
Real quickly, your thoughts on the redacted Mueller report coming out today, and then we'll move on to some other important things.
Well, sure. You know, I voted in Congress to make the report public, and I support its release today, and I would expect that the report would once again line up with the summary that the Attorney General presented last month, and that Mueller found that after a fair and thorough two-year investigation, there was no collusion. So, you know, Robert Mueller is an accomplished lawyer and investigator, and I'm sure if he was unhappy with the Attorney General's summary last month, he would have taken the opportunity to say so publicly. And as you mentioned this week, you know, we're back in our districts, and I've been meeting with my constituents, and they're talking with me about things that matter to them, like the jobs and the economy, and we had the deadline for taxes, and so people are paying less in their taxes because of the tax reform and the double tax credit. So there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on, and of course, we need to keep focused on that. More recently, along with Congressman Bill Heising and Jack Bergman, you guys were able to deliver on the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative during a car ride with the president himself on his way to Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids. What's the latest on that development?
Well, it's good news on two fronts. One is that the president actively and vocally supported the full funding for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. And that's something that in Congress we've been working on in a bipartisan way. It funds research on protecting our Great Lakes purity, as well as keeping things like the Asian carp out of the Great Lakes. And so that was great news. We also talked about the progress he's made on the Sioux Locks, a new lock at the Sioux Locks, and he put $75 million into his budget proposal, and that was a result of last year's ride with him in the vehicle.
When you talk about the Great Lakes, obviously it is, I mean, it is the cornerstone of who we are as Michigan residents. There is no place on earth with more freshwater coastline than Michigan. So when it comes to defending the Great Lakes, whether it's invasive species like the Asian carp or, you know, whatever might invade our lakes, we have to defend it. I mean, I feel almost morally obligated, don't you?
I do, and you're right. It's you know, it's 20% of the world's fresh water. So when you think of it in that terms, the world is very dependent on our Great Lakes. And you know, previous administrations, the Obama administration proposed cutting it, the Trump administration. But it truly is of vital importance to our country and the world. And, you know, it's the research dollars that go into it. Central Michigan University does research on the habitat and the wetlands. There's over 10,000 miles of wetlands that surround the Great Lakes, and we want to make sure that that's filtering off any dangerous chemicals or anything that would in any way harm our Great Lakes.
And I agree with that. Now, something else I'd like an update on as well. During that same ride with the president, you and the other members of Congress, Heising and Bergman, discussed updating and, of course, building a new lock at the Sioux Locks to make sure and protect shipping in the Great Lakes, which is, you know, most people don't realize how much freight, how much cargo goes through the Great Lakes to places like Milwaukee and Chicago and Detroit and all over this country. They just don't realize how critical it really is. So where are we with the $75 million a request for that in the budget?
Well, the president proposed that after our discussion last year. It also followed on a report that talked about, as you said, the vital importance of the iron ore that comes through the Sioux locks that goes into manufacturing for autos, appliances. Homeland Security did a report that said that it would be, if it went down for a sustained period of time, it would be the Achilles heel of the North American industrial economy. So we're very dependent on a good lock. This is the 1,000-foot freighters that come through the lock, and we're going to build a new one, and the president announced that last year around this time, and he followed through on his commitment by putting it in his budget. Now, Congress, we need to follow through on our commitment to fully fund this project.
Do you look forward to the day, hopefully not too long from now, but sadly, I believe it'll be a ways in the future, when we don't have to talk about the Mueller report any further, and we can focus on things like the Great Lakes or the Sioux Locks or whatever is the priority of the day, an actual priority, not just some ongoing investigation that shows no end in sight?
Well, when you look at the first 100 days of the new Democratic leadership in Congress, they've really focused on investigations and all sorts of distractions rather than actually accomplishing any significant legislation. And to me, that's a big mistake because we've got huge priorities for our country and our state. You know, one area that is a major concern is the opioid epidemic. And
certainly,
you know, we're working on the Appropriations Committee to help fund and fight that problem that affects all of our communities in Michigan.
Yeah, certainly. Those are all, you know, and those are big priorities. And I look forward to it, Congressman, when we can, you know, get past this. No collusion, no conspiracy, no obstruction, no more time to waste. Congressman John Molinar from Michigan's 4th Congressional District, greatly appreciate your time as always, sir.
Thanks so much, Steve, and have a wonderful Easter.
You too, my friend. Happy Easter to you and your family. It is 52 after, the reckoning coming, and the party starts at 9:30. Get the popcorn ready with the first round of the festivities at 9:30. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.